Our reading for September 7th comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, beginning in verse 22. Ephesians 5, verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother, and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. This is a pretty quick reading for today. And if you remember back on August 23rd, I believe it was, the sermon for that day, we talked a little bit during that lesson about submission between wives and their husbands and leadership by those husbands. So some of this is going to be a little bit of a recap of those things. Remember that Colossians and Ephesians are pretty closely tied. You're going to see a lot of those crossovers like that. But when we think of this idea of submitting your own husbands, just remember that submission is not a bad word. I realize that the world makes it out to be a bad word, and we like our individuality. And in the United States of America, we pride ourselves on rights and freedoms and independence. But when we're talking about the marriage relationship in which two people become united in the Lord in that marriage, there is no longer just me by myself and just her by herself. It is the two of us together. And the two have to agree in order to be able to walk together. You can't go in separate directions. So there has to be leadership within the family. God has chosen the man to be the leader, for he was created first and then the woman. Some of this is covered in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 as well. In verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 11, he says, I commend you because you remember me in everything, maintain the traditions or teachings even as I delivered them to you. But I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ, the head of a wife is her husband, the head of Christ is God. So that spiritual leadership structure of God and then the Son and then man and then woman is the way that God set it up. It's not to be argued with or reasoned with. If we accept the Word of God, we accept these particular teachings. And so, as he set this up, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Now, I'm going to comment about something here. Is sometimes you have a relationship in which maybe the husband is not completely faithful. Or maybe even the husband is not a believer at all. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the wife is not a believer, or maybe the wife isn't faithful. And that can create a lot of stress and problems within that marriage relationship. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives when they see your respectful and pure conduct. So Peter says, you can have an influence on them by being the Christian woman that you need to be. Likewise, I would say that there is some influence for the husband upon the wife if it's a reverse situation. But here, when he says, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, the husband is the head of the wife, realize, too, that when we're talking about that leadership in spiritual matters, you know, if we go back to the idea of a woman being faithful, a husband not being faithful, there's the same limitations that we would talk about government. You have to obey God first before any man, whether it is government or even husband. If your husband is requiring you to do something that is sinful, you can't engage in that. And so there are those limitations of obey God first within this. I just wanted to make that mention because I have seen some people bring that question up in the past. But this idea of submission doesn't have to be an idea of, something that's bad or something that leaves you with no individuality or something that leaves you with no choices. This should be a relationship in which the husband cares about what his wife thinks, cares about her preferences and what she desires, and it should be a communication between the two of them. You know, you can't truly be a leader without that communication process going on. Husbands, it's not your job just to lay down the law and never to have any discussion or never consult your wife in these things. The two need to be one. You need to be united. And in order to do that, you're going to have to get in the same frame of mind. You might have to explain why you are leading in a particular direction. The wife has a right to be able to ask, well, why are we doing it this way? Or why do you think we need to go that particular direction? And you be able to explain that, and maybe they would have suggestions. There's been times in which my wife has made very good suggestions, and I've changed my minds on things. There's nothing wrong with that. But likewise, when he says, husbands, you love your wives as Christ loved the church, he sets an incredibly high bar for us husbands. Love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, sanctifying her, cleansing her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church, her, to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle. You have to be thinking of what is absolute best for your wife. This whole idea of being the leader and wives submitting to your husbands doesn't mean, husbands, you get to have your own way in everything. It doesn't mean that you get to just put your foot down and, you know, just be greedy and selfish about everything. No, in fact, it's the other way around. You have to be very unselfish. You have to be thinking about your wife and your family before yourself. That is the sacrificial mindset. So husbands, love your own wives as your own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Again, that greediness can't be there. No one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it just as Christ does the church. You take care of your wife, especially in those spiritual matters, so that she can be faithful and she can be saved. That's the whole job of husbands and wives, is to work together for the salvation of each other and your children, to do everything necessary to be able to spiritually grow together. Husbands, if you're not doing the job of leading your wife spiritually and helping her to grow in the Lord, then you're failing in this God-given role. Wives, if you're not submitting to your husbands and following his leadership in that role of being a spiritual leader, and if you're not communicating with him so that the two of you can both grow and you can help each other, you're failing in your role as the wife. So we need to be united in Christ as husband and wife. Verse 31, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother, hold fast to his wife, the two shall become one flesh. They have to be independent. They have to be the two becoming one, not having a third party involved there outside of the Lord. That marriage is between you, your spouse, and the Lord. You might be able to get some advice from once in a while. You might be able to consult somebody once in a while. But you've got to leave those what you had as a child behind and move forward as a couple, as a husband and wife in the Lord. So verse 33, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Then you're going to have a marriage that truly is as God designed it. And that's exactly what marriage is. Marriage is a God-ordained relationship. It is a blessing from God. We need to take advantage of it. We need to use it in the way that God intended. And we need to fulfill our roles in that relationship. Thank you for listening today. Please come back tomorrow as we look at Ephesians chapter 6. I would ask that you continue in prayer that God may be with us all.